This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And yes, just tuned to the Hangout on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. So right now, we are about to have an interview with one of our debt collectors right about now. So, okay, we will just welcome them right about now on air. Let me just start saying, good afternoon. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Good afternoon, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, tell us more about, I would like you to tell us more about debtors collectors. What are debtors collectors?
Okay, so the debt collector, right? So what we do is that in terms of the credit control near university, they are able to handle it debt to a certain extent. And then once in a certain period of time, in order to preserve amount of resources available, they hand over certain accounts for us to manage those accounts, outstanding debts. So, Mina, I represent a company called NICS that handles e-debt collection. And we've been in business from 2001, right? It's over 20 years of experience. So we mainly collect on municipalities as well as tertiary institutions.
Oh, wow. So, okay, if you just tell us through, what exactly does the MUT Debt Collectors Campaign do?
Okay, so what it does is that they hand over accounts, right, as I've explained, that have exceeded the credit control gap, right?
Yeah.
So now they send those accounts to us in order for us to manage that particular debt on their behalf. Because we do specialize in debt collecting.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so we fall under that campaign.
Okay. How often does the MUT Debt Collections update its information?
They collect on a monthly basis, right? Because what happens is that when they hand over our account, the reason why sometimes they hand over accounts is because on Sunday, a student has changed their contact details and stuff like that. So they are unable or don't have the resources to actually get hold of the particular student, right?
Yeah.
So when they send those accounts, we do something called a data cleansing, where you get your latest contact details, your addresses, and yes, the like. You know? So what happens is on a monthly basis, we send a report to the university as to where the account is standing. And with that information, there's the latest information of those particular students as well.
Oh, yeah. Cause...
So it's on a monthly basis when you report to the university.
Because whenever we are receiving these emails and these messages, as we just feel like, we are being scammed. I don't know.
We've received that. We've received, and we've communicated the same thing to the university. I think that's why they have such initiatives where we're able to come to the air and then take what comes, you know, it's not a scam. It's not a scam. We are a legit company that's just managing certain debt for the university.
Yeah. Can you share any recent findings or trends the tracker has identified?
Money, and then we realized one of the things in terms of our campaigns that are run by us, because we used to, like I said, we've been in business for over 20 years now. We used to use letters and then AMA SMSs. When was the last time you read your SMS? Yeah, go ahead and no, I'm not gonna read it. So now we see everybody's moving towards AI, right?
Yeah.
And AMA WhatsApp. So we see that is more effective now. So we've enlisted the service of another company that I cannot mention. Which is in terms of debt collection, which is more current and more interactive, right? So what happens is that if you're owing because of high rates of unemployment, if you're owing and unable to pay the outstanding debt all in all, we want certain documents. So that system helps you to, like, it interacts with you, like, okay, if I was a corker, send these documents. If I was a corker, so it's more interactive and you can do it at your own time as well. Yeah, but, so those are the trends now. Everybody is moving towards the AI in terms of debt collection.
AI taking over the world, eh?
It is. We need to keep up. We need to keep up with it.
Because you should upload data. I was big. My message to be like, we want to sell peli.
We have one. So we need to make sure that people we meet abantu labe khona. Let me put it that way, right? To make it easier in terms of the collection, because the university does need this debt to be recovered. Iningi, and the thing is, it also disadvantages the universities, ngoba there's certain programs that they want to run, but they can't because of insufficient funds. The government can only do so much. And also, yabuka, in terms of AMA ranking, citizens are not finding, so in terms of AMA rankings of my university, the higher the date, the lower the ranking of the university. Because now there's certain programs that the university would like to implement, right? But they can't. So that's where we come in as well, in order to try to actually help them recover that outstanding debt so they can start running those programs that they would like to, which also benefits students as well.
What are you saying right now? It's bringing me to my next question. How can everyday student benefit from knowing about municipal debt through this tracker?
There's little correlation between Elon. Well, there is some. There's very little correlation between municipal debt and that of the students, right?
Yeah.
Because the other one is a family debt. Like in municipality is a family debt, and then this one is more of a personal debt. But we've seen with because as I've said, we collect on behalf of municipalities as well. There's normally a link if a family is under it's indigent family, right? Uncomfortable is below a certain threshold. Those people normally are being funded. The students there are normally being funded by NFI. So normally there's the link between the two, right? But it's important for my students because even if unga naimai lokok, communicate with us. I mean, we know the unemployment rate is very high, right? It's what, 49% the last time I checked. Just for students, youth. I think it's around 52% now, right?
Yeah.
We know, we've seen the news, we know, we understand. Right? But talk to us and then indicate with me, yes, please, you don't need to pay the whole sum. If you can, please go ahead and do that. But if you can't, talk to us, which was minimal and was 100 grand in the year, right? It's a sign of good faith. When you do get the money, you'll be able to pay the debt as well, right? And then there's some instances where it's not the academic record, they can't give you because they have outstanding debt, right? But there's instances where a potential employer can request for academic record, and then they send it directly to potential employer. But I think they check. In some institutions, they do check with, okay, yes, it's a bonus for my demand. Right?
Yeah.
200 rand this month, the next month, and then you also send the documents that we request. Because normally, if it's unemployed, we'll ask for 3 months, they send me a copy of ID, affidavit, they show with, yes, this is good. But right? We understand. So, but it becomes a problem as well.
So, this is my leg up. So it's just balega to tie tells of it to your mama.
And the funny thing with Lava Balega, Ganning Umdakun Usuka and I'm present, same thing. It will be Mazalent.
Yeah.
Because already you've spent in time, also spent 2 years. That takes a lot of energy. You understand? So now towards the end, we are seeing this going to circle our full Kulmanati. Kulmanati is going to be, I mean, we've been doing this for over 10 years. Kulmanati is going to be not too bad. If all possible, is it possible to give this person a discount? If Bangladesh has to try, we all know that as well, Because that's what it's going to be. It's a problem. So please stop running away from your date. Speak to us. It doesn't, the fact that you're running away is not running away from you. So if you have a date and we contact you as NICS, speak to us. I mean, we are governed by IATRA, so we are governed as to how we can speak to you as well, right? I mean, I get umuntu esikoleni, and I even got to call her, and you all have a dream with everything. You forget calling me, you forget. So we understand, by the time we call you regarding the state, you already have a frustration regarding the state, right?
Yeah.
So stick to us, it's not going to be a yeeping, it's not going to be.
You just wrapped up my two last questions, Norm. So, well, what cover research? Any last words, as a person from coming from the MUT debt collection, attended to a student?
Even my cookie could manage, right? Because even the selection process of appointing a debt collector, MUT made sure, right?
Yeah.
They made sure. But check it with Okala, we're not going to be charging you legal fees. That's why they didn't look for attorneys, because they don't want the extra burden of cost on the student, right? And then they mentioned, but check out your company and my experience in terms of debt collection. And are you registered under ADRA, where you know how to speak to umuntu okweledayo? It's not in close or anything to umuntu akalindanga funa ukuqeda. You understand? So the MUT actually, our client has actually made sure that they appoint people about the society where the student is at this moment in time. So please message phone Nella and carry phone so we can talk about it. And then, because I can imagine at the back of your mind now, like, hey, this is a scholar. It's not a nice feeling. That's not. At least now we can settle with you. It's okay. This is how you're going to handle it. I think the range of Koku Hand Brandy and then Slung to Film and collect the sack. So speak to us. You're not the enemy at common.
Yeah.
On your side. You really are on your side, as well as the university as well. So speak to us so we can manage this date that is outstanding. Because, I mean, being ranked 22, Guma University at 26 is not a good sign.
Imagine.
It's not a good sign. So the university does need a hand. For the next generation of Kala, and with Boa's Granama program, when they are implemented, they will assist the student as well.
Oh, wow.
Speak to us.
You know, even myself, Nomsa, I say Konanji page illegal. Oh, okay, shoot, I have to speak to them. It's not like they are going to arrest me or stuff.
No. It's not that. I promise you, that is not it. I think that's why I put about Zaninda by AI. Maybe Umukuma no Muntu. Because another thing, Mrs. Fonel and NT already are on the defense language. So chances of you hearing what I'm about to say are very slim. But if I'm using AI, gives you time, you relax, there was a check with, okay, so I have this option. We are born in the jail. So we're trying to come to meet a student where they are. Because it's not that, guys, unemployment is very high.
True.
You know? So we're trying as a company to make sure with a thin Twitter and Kulimana. Don't run away from us, Kulimana. Mobile SMS, Ega Nomsa, Ipenduri. I promise, Kulimana, and then we try to resolve the matter in terms of our standing state. Especially Basa Umlaz, I'm equating. Umlaz. That's the highest. Lazi, followed by Banen, is Kawin. Kuman Nats, but we are very nice people. That's only perfect. I'm not going to go to
the community.
Kuman Nats. We'll assist as much as we can, as much as we assist our clients in the MUT as well.
I thank you so much, Nomsa, for your insights on the debt collection.
Yes.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Enjoy yours.
Yes. That was Nomsa Nkosi from NYX, the Debtors Collection here on the Hangout. Taking us through the processes, how they.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.